This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. Today I want to talk about society and civilization in the context that what we have as a society, according to the Vedic literature, is not civilization. Civilization is to come out of the misconceptions of material existence. This is really a proper civilization. The man should be pushed forward for perfection. That's civilization. We don't have that going on. We have the opposite, where everybody is being kept into a conception of perspective that they want you to have. An example is that of meat eating. In the Vedic literature, meat eating is considered an animalistic society. Yet everyone is induced to eat meat as a child. We've covered this subject briefly in this program before. That you didn't make a conscious decision to be a meat eater. It was induced into your life as a child without your will to disagree, to relent. And you pushed along, pushed along, pushed along until finally it becomes your standard. We need to reevaluate that. According to the Vedic literature, human education is meant to encourage you to reevaluate the standards in society that you see such that you can make a positive development, a positive adjustment in it, so that it does become civilized. If we look at what we have, everyone is addicted to some drug. You can start at coffee and tea and go all the way out to very illegal and dangerous things. But they're not able to live their lives free of some sort of intoxication, some sort of support, whether it's physical to keep your heart pounding, or whether it's some sort of mental thing to keep you on the straight and narrow, or whether it's just something to give you recreational relief from the anxiety of your life. But the situation is that people aren't able to live free, healthy, normal, simplistic lives. They're all being induced to be dependent upon some substance. Again, the meat-eating program, the same thing. They aren't being encouraged to cultivate. Man has hands, and because he has hands, he can sow seed. And if he sows seed, the earth bounty produces enough that he eats and many others eat and produces hundreds of times more seed so that the cultivation next time is guaranteed. And there becomes no scarcity of food. I was reading an article of group in UCLA, University of Southern California University, were making a study of rats and comparing it to the activities of human society and saying that the issue there is they're in a condition of confinement against their will, and yet they try to become acceptant of that because they're being fed. They want freedom. They don't want to be in the maze concept, the maze confinement. But they accept it because they're being fed. And if you look at the situation, if we see our predicament, the meat-eating method of feeding humanity is already proven not to be economically and environmentally sustainable. And we're having the problem as fewer and fewer people can viably live and farm the land because of the corporate influences and the control over commodity pricings and markets. Everyone's forced to eat animals, and we're slaughtering billions a day. There's a massive karmic debt for this, and we can remove that problem by cultivating again. I'm sure any one of you who listening has had a garden before. You put in a small garden and think, I'll get what I need out of it, and you're amazed how much extra you get. You get more than you thought you would. You get more than you need. And it subsidizes your food problem. Well, we're not looking at that. We're going to the grocery store and becoming dependent upon a corporatocracy. And we're not having that intimate relationship with the land. We're not looking upon ourselves as stewards of the planet. And we're not taking our responsibility to use our hands to sow the seed, to produce food so everyone has solved the food problem. Because actually, we don't go kill animals. It's corporate done for us. The corporates are manifesting the food chain. And it's animal food. It's not human. Human food is fruits, grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, the bounty from the planet. And we have an intimate link with the planet. Everyone enjoys a day in nature. Everyone enjoys life in connection to the elements and the world. We're all subject to it. But we're becoming enamored by the electronic toys, by the television, mind control. We're being enamored by this is the method. And as I said in the beginning, you've been induced since childhood because this is many decades, generations old, that your parents and their parents and maybe another generation or two before that have all been induced that meat eating is the right way. The disconnect from society. That economic development is the goal, the focus, the concern of life. And what are we losing? Compassion and truthfulness. That's what's suffering. And our intelligence level. The study, they were showing how if you feed animals on fast foods, they become obese and lazy. They're complaining all over the planet. Our society is becoming obese and lazy. Well, take a look at the diet. We're eating fast foods, GMO foods, chemically based foods, chemically coated foods, and meat, factory farm meat. And all of it is bad diet for you to achieve your true potential. And we're in the situation where the whole infrastructure of humanity is in a mess, and the banking structure is a lie, and they're cheating us to the point we're all going to be in a mess unless we take control of our own lives. So it starts at the food chain. It starts at making informed decisions about whether or not you should be a meat eater, whether or not you should be intoxicated on some drug, whether or not you should think that sex is a very most important action and activity of your life, the most enjoyable thing in life. And whether or not you think that gambling and speculating and cheating in business is right to do. So these things need to be analyzed and reduced, if possible, stopped. For you to come to a platform where you are actually taking conscious control over your life and you are effective, positive influence, and society can become human. It's not that we vote. It's that we act. Each of us has to take responsibility for our lives and the influence our lives has upon the lives of others. And we're not looking at that. We're not taking the point of view that if I do things stupid and wrong and I cheat and lie and I'm a crazy man and I'm drunk and intoxicated all weekend, that people think ill of me. Or that people think, well, heck, if he does it, I might as well. The Vedic literature says, as the great man does, the common man will follow. So be a great man. Recognize you already have an influence on a sphere of people around you. Make that influence as good as you possibly can. You should influence people to develop civilized concepts. Spiritual goal is far more important and far more beneficial. But our society does exactly the opposite. It's telling you, no, God is dead. There's no spiritual reason. There's no real self-realization. There's none of this to be concerned about. There's no karma. You won't be held responsible for all the horrible things you do just to get money. The lying, the cheating, the deception that's going on, it's rampant. Hypocrites, oh, I believe in this religion, but I don't practice it. But if somebody says it, they say, oh, no, I'm one of those. You can't say that to me because I'm one of those. But you're not really. If you are, you follow the vows of that religion strictly. There should be strict following of the principles that call us, establish us as civilized. Morals, ethics. Morals always comes down to human behavior. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have sex with your daughter or your son or your sister. This is morals. You shouldn't abuse people. You shouldn't take advantage of people. You shouldn't steal from people. There's so many basic tenets, and they're there in all religious practices as the foundation. These basic foundations have to be maintained to call yourself civilized. We have society, but we don't have civilized. The news lies. The teachers lie or don't know. Radio broadcasts, television broadcasts, they have a purpose behind them. The newspapers, they have an agenda behind them. Everything and every one of them. Your responsibility as an intelligent human being is to separate the truth from the lies. Because you're basing your life and your values and the goal and path you take through life on what you believe to be true. Now, there's many instances where someone has done significant endeavor or spent significant funds, etc., etc., over an issue that they believed to be true, to find out later it wasn't. And they lost all their money. They lost all of this, that, and the other thing. All their endeavor went down the drain, etc., because they based their commitment on lies and deception. We have to avoid that as individuals and as society. It's very obvious to see society is being led by someone with another agenda. But the real agenda is self-realization, God-realization, relieving you of the cycle of birth and death, checking the karmic reaction, learning how to keep your karma from causing you to take another birth. In other concepts of society, they don't even know what we're talking about here. But they have to be educated. The education system is failing. The education system does not include anything to do with the advancement of society to civilized and the education of the spiritual goal of life as opposed to economic development. So that education has to be there. It's coming from the Vedic literature. That is where it is at. If you haven't read the Vedic literature, you can't possibly have figured it out. So we're here. We're here teaching you. We're encouraging you. We're offering to you access to the Vedic literature. Because if you read the Vedic literature, you will be benefited. You will see more clearly. But if you hang out with the television and the newspaper, you will be deceived. You have already been deceived. Because it's a decades old, it's generational plan to deceive society. And as intelligent people are waking up and they're questioning why this, why that, because they're seeing the results are not what they were told the results would be. And that is happening all around us. Now, there's a lot of people that are trying to hang on to denial so they don't have to acknowledge that they're seeing cracks in the system all over the place. There's people that go on the defensive and they won't talk about certain subjects. They won't expose or express themselves anymore. They won't interact on an honest level any longer. It's totally superficial, irrelevant crap as their communication stream. This is not going to help society. They are simply going to be statistics. They're going to fall into the victim category and go, oh my goodness, how did this happen to me? So only the intelligent people are actually going to do something different. Not just talk about it or not just go ahead and say, well, in myself, I have these my own ideas, my own principles, my own point of view. That doesn't help anything. You have to know that your point of view is based on the truth, on facts. And with everything that's going on in the world, from the internet out, to everything that's coming into your life, from all the screens around you and all the people around you, it is filled, absolutely filled, riddled with misinformation. I was listening to a gentleman the other day who was talking about what is going on in the war theater in the Middle East. I've not been up on it particularly well, and I felt I should let's say, brush up to get an idea of how serious is the issue, how inflamed, shall we say, is it coming to? And I was stunned, literally stunned, to realize how close, how prepared, how right at the verge of unbelievably large-scale war we are. As opposed to where we've ever been. There have been times in the past, I don't know, there's Iran-Iraq war in the 90s, there was Vietnam in the 60s, there was the Korea in the 50s, there's been stuff in the South America, the Colombian wars, there's been all these little scrimmages. But what is going on in the East right now is absolutely on a scale we have not seen in our lifetimes. Okay, most of the people alive are post-World War II, and this is going to make World War II look like a small event compared to what they're doing. And I was stunned. And I've been looking through several different people's commentary, points of view, levels of information, sorting, rejecting, accepting, rejecting, trying to find the truth in it all. And I came up with a person who I was very surprised how authoritative, how well-informed he was, how up to the moment he was, how he was not sensationalizing, how he was trying very hard to communicate to you so you could see it in perspective. And after I was listening to him for a while, after all the research I'd done, I felt like, this guy's got it about 90% right to what I understand. I mean, I probably don't have it 90% right, but I'm pretty amazed. This guy's really quite good. And I realized how hard he must have tried to separate out all the disinformation to get himself into a position where he actually knew what was going on so he could identify new incoming disinformation. And I see how society's not doing that. You have not got yourself, I say I hadn't either, and I've been working on this particular subject. We have to get ourselves to the platform to where we actually know what's going on in the human life struggle for existence. So we can actually sort out new incoming disinformation, and it doesn't destabilize you. Because we need something stable. We need to make decisions on a daily basis. We need to direct our life. We need to control whether we're doing something for our benefit or against our personal benefit. And we want to do the right thing, so we have to be informed. And finding that information is a search. You have to make a quest so that you don't get deceived. Because the world is full of deceptive people that are hypocritical about what they say or do. And there is an agenda, a global agenda of deception for depopulation. Now, that depopulation is coming and is being done and is being allowed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead because we are all implicated in the animal slaughter program. We've not checked ourselves. We've not gotten out of meat eating and the slaughter of innocent creatures for food and gone back to cultivating in your own way. I did a program 6 months ago, and I said, every person on the planet eats every day, and every person eats every year, and you've been on the planet for, 20, 30, 50, 70 years, and yet how many of those years have you produced enough food yourself to live that year? How many people do you know that are producing enough food for themselves to live a year, let alone their family, let alone anybody else in addition? We have a dependency that's been inbuilt into society upon corporate farming, and they are degrading the food so we don't become intelligent. And we are not making contribution. We're not contributing to the purity and piety and upliftment of humanity. We're allowing others to do it, and they aren't doing it. They have a different depopulation agenda. And so we're victims of the depopulation agenda because we're not challenging the system as it's been presented to us on this generational path it's on. So you have a responsibility in the human form of life. You have education, you have intelligence, you have the ability to inquire and search out facts and information to make informed decisions. But you're not. Everybody is getting through. Everybody says, oh, I watch the evening news, therefore I know what's going on. Nothing could be further from the truth. The evening news is the furthest thing from the truth. Furthest thing possible from reality. You must seek it out and find out how long and how much and to what a shocking degree you've been misinformed. Because your life is on the line. This system is breaking down and everybody's got to have an alternative plan B, and basically nobody does. Because they don't think the breaking down is going to be absolute. They don't think it's all going to break. They don't think it's all going to come crashing down on them. They don't think the economy could actually go that far. They don't think that actually there'd be no food. They don't think that the communication systems could be shut down. They don't think that we'll be constrained from travel. They don't think like that. But if you look at the plan of the people who were actually running the place, who own all the petrol and determine how far you get to travel, who are actually controlling the food mechanisms and systems as determining whether you get clean food or you get fast foods that makes you fat and lazy. When you look at the information that you're getting, it is hearsay, partially presented truth, mostly misrepresented information. There's only, like this radio station, it's a beacon of opportunity where people can speak the truth and get information to other people who are looking for it. But the mainstream media is gone. It's controlled, bought out completely. There was I read an article where how many military people are inside the broadcast networks in the American system. And we get all our news from that system. Some 80-some military representatives work in the CNN office. The articles are all edited and controlled so that you get the interpretation or opinion that they want you to have. The information is pushing us into a corner, a situation where we were not going to have freedoms that we have today. And the Vedic literature says, because we're implicated in all these sinful activities, because we're not using our human form of life to inquire, because we're not setting the goal of love of God as the goal of life, because we've accepted something cheap, something insignificant, so that we can continue to enjoy and drink wine and waste time and laugh about stupid things and talk rubbish and sit at the cafe in the afternoon and talk nonsense about other people. Because you think you have nothing to do. Oh, I don't have anything to do. I could be here. We could stay another hour. That's okay. Yet you don't realize your life is not under your control any longer. Probably hasn't been in a very long time. So we have to come out of this non-civilized illusion of society and get to a practicing civilization of strict piety. We don't need to kill and eat animals. We do not need to lie to each other. We should not be dependent upon other people to provide our food or our knowledge or our money or our health. This should not be left to others. You should take control of your life. I'm going to do a show on that here next, on the fact that you should take control of your life. And it's a necessity. Because right now, other people are controlling your life, and what they plan for it, you wouldn't like if you knew. And I think you need to look at what you're accepting to be true versus what is true. We are eternal living entities in temporary bodies. We are not masters. These nonsense groups are fighting to see who could be the master of the world. This group, that group, the next group. They're trying to take control, and it's happened for centuries, and it always goes wrong. Because we're not masters. We are servants. You look at your normal behavior. You look at the behavior of anyone. We're actually rendering services to each other. Can I help you, sir? Here, let me fix that for you. Will you help me with this? We're all serving each other. That's really what's going on. You think that you're controlling. You think that you're the master. But that is the illusion. We are all eternal servants, servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's who's the master, and we are the servants by constitutional position. That's the structure of reality. Just like mathematics, the structure is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's the structure. Anywhere you go, under any circumstances, whatever it is, that stays the same. It's the structure. Similarly, irrespective of what species of life you take in birth, irrespective of your education, your family, your nation, any other external feature, you are still a servant. And the reality is, you're a servant of God. How can I say that? Well, you are eternal. God is eternal. There must be an eternal relationship. That relationship is one of servant and master eternally. So whatever you go through here in the material world, whatever type of body, whatever position you might take, whatever activities, whatever desires you may have, that can't change. Can't change. You can delusion yourself in this environment of hypocrisy and quarrel and change and deception. You can delusion yourself to think, I'm master. I have all the money. I'm going to decide who gets to stay and who gets to go. But that's just a temporary empowerment. Someone has to make the decision. All right, you got to make it. It doesn't make you master. It makes you the man on the job. But we're still servants of the great plan, God's plan, the Lord's divine plan for humanity to come back home, back to Godhead, to realize he's an eternal servant, and to come to that platform and stand on that platform, because there lies real peace, real enjoyment, real knowledge, eternal bliss and knowledge on the platform of love of God. We are all eternal servants of God. This material world is a place of deception. Become civilized. Encourage others and practice yourself raising to the highest perfection of becoming a sincere servant of God. And stop this fighting over mastership. You don't have, you can't have, it isn't possible. Be out of harm's way. Be in the service of the Lord. That's out of harm's way.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.